Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, folks. This is Joan Matthews coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio, and it is July 29, 2020, and I just want to welcome everyone to the show, and hopefully you can glean some insight into who we are as angels in the flesh here on earth. You know, there are many scriptures in the Bible that point to the fact that we are spiritual beings. We are first and foremost spiritual beings. This is why Yeshua said, you know, we must be born again. When Nicodemus asked him, can one be born again by going back into your mother's womb a second time? Jesus Christ said, you must be born again of the Spirit. So in order for us to be born again, a spirit being, we have to be spirit beings before. So the word again means you were once in that place, or I saw you somewhere. I mean, have I seen you again? Are you doing this again? Meaning that something happened before. So when Nicodemus said, can a person be born again by entering into their mother's womb a second time and be born? And Jesus explained to him, no, you have to be born again of the Spirit. And we were one spirit. We were once a spirit being. And, you know, you want to wonder, you know, the scripture tells us that one third of the angels fell from heaven when the war broke out in heaven. And everybody want to know, well, what happened to the one third of the angels in heaven? And we know there must be, because earth is just earth. We're just here on this little tiny globe, and you know, I don't know much about, you know, the universe, but I know that Earth is like a tiny planet compared to the other planets that are out there. And if, you know, we're told that there are more than one levels of heaven. I mean, if you read the book of Isaiah, the Apocalypse of Isaiah, you can find it on the internet. Or the martyrdom, I think it's the martyrdom of Isaiah. You will find that there are seven levels of heaven, plus the firmament. The firmament is the place where Lucifer and all the other rebel angels were hanging out until the angel, righteous angels of God kicked them out of there. So, folks, there are seven levels of heaven according to the martyrdom of Isaiah. Look it up on the web. Read it. It's a short read. It's so eye-opening. You'll be amazed. So, if one-third of the angels fell from heaven, and there are legions and legions and legions of heaven, and heaven, I am pretty sure heaven is a vast, 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 vast place. And there are seven levels of it, and we only have one of this little tiny earth globe that we're living on. And yes, there are, you know, earth have been here according to the word of God for 6,000 years now. We have now entered into the dawn of the day of the 7,000 year, which is the seventh day, which is the Sabbath day that we are going to enter in to spend that 1,000 year or that millennium reign with Jesus Christ, Yeshua, being taught of him and being learning of him and learning to love God while we are there with the 1,000 years with Yeshua. So, have you ever wondered what happened to the, what happened to all the one third of the angels that fell from heaven? What happened? And it has to be legions and legions. I would say billions. I would say billions of angels fell. What happened to the one third of the angels that fell from heaven? Well, look in the mirror. Many of us are part of that one third of the angels that fell from heaven. Yes, there are some angels, Lucifer and the other rebels, and those angels, that 200 angels that came down in the days of Jared, in the days of Noah. Not in the days of Noah, in the days of Enoch and Jared. Those angels that came down and went into the daughters of men and took all whom they will, and they had children by them. And so, the scripture tells us, I'm just going to, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4. See here. The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctify you, and I adore, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. So we see here that the Lord is telling Jeremiah, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. So I'm quoting this scripture because this is the same thing the Lord told me. I've sought the Lord for years and years and years and years. Lord, show me who I was before you placed me in my mother's womb, because I always felt that I existed before I was placed in my mother's womb. Don't ask me how. I always felt that I literally existed before I came here in the flesh. And my prayer to God was always, show me who I was before you placed me in my mother's womb. And so one day, I was just taking a shower and just talking to the Lord and telling him that I'm tired of here, of being in this flesh body, that I'm tired of being in this world, and that I want to come home, and that I can't take stand being here. I'm weary and I'm tired, and I just want, this world is not my home, and I want to come home. And all of a sudden, the Lord revealed to me what I've been praying for years. And this is what the Lord said to me. He said, before I placed you in your mother's womb, you knew me and I knew you. He said, before I placed you in your mother's womb, I knew you and you knew me. He said, you stood before me. I told you all the mysteries of the universe. I ministered to you while you praised my holy name. This is what the Lord said to me. And he said, I told you that I was going to send you on a journey. And folks, this journey is the journey here in the flesh. He said, I told you I was going to send you on a journey. And when you get there, you will not remember your former estate. My former estate is me being like one of the angels. He said, but I have placed the light inside of you, and if you follow the light, you will find your way back to me. And so, folks, the light that God has placed in me and in every single one of us, read the first chapter of John, where we say that Jesus Christ is the light that light every man that come into the world. That in him was light, and the light was the life of men. So that light is Jesus Christ, that he placed the word inside of us. And so this is a revelation to me from the Lord. And I was very, very distraught. I was very sad when the Lord said this to me. And I wanted to know, well, what happened? Lord, why did you send me on this journey? Why did you separate me from you? What did I do? I must have done something terribly wrong for a father to separate a child from himself and to send me in this world of death and sickness and disease and dying. And finally, maybe after 6 months or so, the Lord revealed to me why. And this is what the Lord said to me. He said, when the war broke out in heaven, he said there was much confusion and many of you doubted. So we doubted God when the war broke out in heaven, instead of us being faithful to God and continue to believe him, believe who he is, we doubted. And so today we still doubt the word of God. We doubt the Sabbath day. We doubt, you know, many of the words that he said that we read in the Bible. And we doubt, instead of going to him and asking him and seeking him for clarification and for verification and for confirmation. We just doubted in our heart. And he said, many of you doubted. And he said to me, because of unbelief, you were separated from me. You couldn't stay in my holy presence anymore because of unbelief. And folks, doubting the Lord is unbelief. And Romans 11, chapter 11, verse 20 tell us, well, because of unbelief, they were broken off. And thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. For if God spare not the natural branches, and the natural branches are the angels, take heed lest he also spare thee not. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them which fell. Listen, folks, we need to read the word of God, not just read the word of God and go on as if it doesn't say anything. We have to see God and ask him to allow his Holy Spirit to come and shed light on the word. And this is what Jesus Christ talked about, the wheat, the 10 virgins, 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. The 5 wise virgins had the lamp, and they had oil in the lamp to show them the way. And so the Bible said in Psalms, your word, O God, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So the word of God is a lamp. So that's the lamp that the 5 wise virgins and the 5 foolish virgins had, the lamp. They know the word of God back to front. And so the oil is the Holy Spirit. So if we can quote the Bible all we want, if we don't have and repeat what the Bible says all we want, but if you don't have the Holy Spirit abiding in us to open our understanding and to shed light on the word of God inside of us, then it's, the lamp is not lit. The word of God is not light up inside of us to bring understanding and to bring clarity and to bring light to it, so that we cannot just only tell others, but we can follow the word and obey the word and do the works. And that's why Jesus Christ said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father in heaven. So here we go. But, you know, Romans chapter 11, verse 20, well, because of unbelief, they were broken off. And thou standest by faith, be not high-minded, but fear. For if God spare not the natural branches, because of unbelief, we were broken off. The Lord God said to me, you know, when the war broke out in heaven, you doubted. He said, not just you, but many of you doubted. And because of unbelief, you were separated from me. You couldn't stay in my holy presence anymore because of unbelief. So Romans 11, 20 is talking about us. Because of unbelief, they were broken off, and thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. For if God spare not the natural branches, the natural branches are the angels, the fallen angels. Take heed, lest he also spare thee not. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God. Okay, listen, the goodness and severity of God on them which fell. Them which fell. Okay, God, goodness towards the fallen angel is that he put us in the flesh body so that he himself can come in the flesh and take our sins upon himself so that he can graft us back into himself. So the goodness and severity of God on them which fell. Them which fell, the angels of God which fell. And it says severity. The goodness, behold therefore the goodness and severity of God and those which fell. And behold therefore the goodness and severity of God on those which fell. Severity, but towards thee goodness. So on those who fell, which are the fallen angels, severity. But towards thee, those of us who put on flesh, goodness. If thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou also shalt be cut off. And they also, if they abide not still, in unbelief, shall be grafted in. So if we abide not still in unbelief, if we continue in this life and we believe, if we do not abide in unbelief, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again. We were separated from God. We are God's children. First as angels. But because of unbelief, folks, and much confusion, when the war broke out in heaven, we were broken off or separated from him and sent here in the flesh to be redeemed by God, who would also come in the flesh to save us from eternal death. Folks, once again, if we abide not still in unbelief, we will be grafted back in to Yeshua, God in the flesh. Folks, let me show you something here. And these are revelations from the Most High God. These are not my word. I don't just go about just making up my own stories. I don't go about studying to say, oh, I study and these are what I find. These are revelations. The Lord revealed these things to my heart, to my mind. We are angels in the flesh. But there are other race of being here that are not angels in the flesh, but they are Nephilims. They are still Nephilims among us. They are the star children of the fallen ones, just like how the Bible tells us there is nothing new under the sun. The thing that was is that which is, and that which is that which shall be, and there is nothing new under the sun. Can anyone look and say, here, this is new? No, for it has been of old, before. So, the star children, you see, you hear about the aliens and how they abduct women, and these women, you know, were missing, and they found themselves pregnant, and then all of a sudden, they were abducted again, and the child was, and in some cases, the child was taken from them, and in some cases, these women were left to carry these children, who did themselves think that these children actually belong to their husbands, but they're really not. Folks, we live in a strange world, and we don't even know what's going on half of the time. We don't even know what's happening. Many of the elite of today, many of the elite that you see today, the Rockefellers, the J.P. Morgan, the Bilderbergers, Bill Gates, you know, the Bushes, all the Queen and their kingdoms, the Pharaohs, the Qing dynasties. I mean, the Mayans, all these ancient big names that rule the world, and all these people that rule the world today, all these popes that come in succession, these are the children of the fallen one. These are the children, the star children that rule the world today. And Jesus talked about the wheat and the tares, and, you know, when the angels said, didn't you plant good weed, didn't you plant good seed in the field, and the field is the world. And Jesus, Yeshua, said, yes, I did. And he said, well, where did these tares come from? He said, While man slept, the enemy came, and he planted his seed. He planted the tares among the good wheat. And the angel said, can we just go on and pull them up? He said, no, because if you do, you're going to pull up the wheat with the tares. Because, folks, some of these wheat, some of these tares that are growing out there, some of these wicked people, they have children, and their children are true fallen angels' children, children that's going to be redeemed by God. But many of them out there, and even for those of us, some of the children of God, the fallen angels in the flesh, some of them produce tares. And so, folks, we are here, and we're living in a world where Jesus, the Bible tells us that we are not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world. We are living in a world that is a spiritual world. It's more spiritual than we know, than it's physical. But because we only know physical, we think this is all there is to life. But folks, I'm telling you right now, this world is not what you think it is. Jesus, the Lord said to me, things are not always what they seem, and things are really not always what they seem. How did we come to be here? Like I said, the Lord told me when the war broke out in heaven, there was much confusion in heaven, and many of us doubted God, and because of our doubt, our unbelief, we were separated from Him. Okay, so the Bible tells us here in Romans chapter 5, verse 12, wherefore by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. So folks, you see, by one man sin entered into the world. Sin did not enter into the world because of one man, because of Adam. Sin entered into the world by him and through him, through Adam. Adam was righteous. He was the first Adam, Yeshua was the second Adam. Adam was a righteous man. God created Adam righteous. And so it is through Adam that the woman, or rather the church, or the bride of Christ, were taken out of Adam. Eve, which is where Adam says he's the mother of all, Eve was a representative or a symbolism of the woman or the church. Through that one woman, you know, and through that one man, all the angels were brought into the world, all the fallen angels. So Romans 5:12 says, wherefore by one man sin entered into the world. So Adam was the righteous vessel through which sin entered into the world. You see, all have sinned. All of us have sinned of our own self. Before we even entered into the world, we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Even before we entered into this world, the Lord said that we all doubted Him. We went into unbelief. Adam is not responsible for our sins, as some preacher preach that. It's because of Adam why we are here in sin. That's not true. That's not true. Adam is not responsible. All have sinned and come short of the goal. He sacrifices righteousness by partaking of the sins of the woman, which is a representative of the bride or the church, because he loved her with all his heart. Adam loved Eve. And in order, for him, if he hadn't partake of the, you know, of what she gave him to eat, then Eve would have died alone. And the children, the angels wouldn't be able to come into the world. All of us wouldn't be here because Adam, by his righteousness, would not have been with Eve. So because Adam loved Eve, he took of the food that she gave him. by partaking of the fruit, he took our sins upon himself. He sinned with her. He sinned because of her. He loved with all his heart, Adam was righteous. He was a righteous vessel used to bring sinners into the world, even as Yeshua was the second Adam who loved his bride and came to destroy sin and to take his bride out of this world. Sin entered into this world by one man, Adam, and not because of Adam, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God before the world was. You see, folks, Adam's side was opened. Adam lay his life down for the woman, in a sense, because the Bible tells us that God put Adam into a deep sleep. And when he went into this deep, death-like sleep, the Lord God opened his side and took out the rib and formed the woman. And Adam said, "No, this is now flesh of my flesh and bone of my bone, and she shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man." So Adam was put into a deep sleep. The woman was taken out of him. The woman, which represented of the church, the whole church, all creation, was taken out of Adam. All of the fallen angels came to Adam and put on flesh like Adam. Oh, glory to God in the highest. Just like Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, came. He came to, by the Holy Spirit, to Mary. He doesn't have a earthly father, but he has a heavenly father. And he was incubated in Mary's womb, and he came through the veil, the flesh. And when Yeshua died, and when God had put him on the cross in a sleep, a death, he went to sleep, he died, but he raised again, just like how Adam raised. When God put Adam in his sleep and took the rib from him, he came back alive. But the first Adam died because of he took on the sin of the woman. He sinned with the woman. But Yeshua, he took on the, when God put Yeshua on the cross and he died, or he went into a sleep, and they put that spear in his side, the Lord showed me in a vision that the side where God, Yeshua, appears represent the grafting back in of the woman, the grafting back in of the fallen angels, those that were separated, that fell, were separated from him in heaven. That piercing in his side symbolized the grafted back in of the fallen angel, of the children of God that was separated to the first Adam. Oh, glory to God. Folks, I'm going to continue on this next day. Hopefully tomorrow I'll be able to continue, because I'm down to the last minute or so. And what I have to say is very, very important. The word of God, these words are not my own. They are the words. They are revelations from the Most High God. It shows you who you are. It should open your eyes as to who we all are, and we are not subject, and we are not, we shouldn't be afraid of man or what man can do unto us, but be afraid of who God is and what he can do unto it. He can kill both soul and body. So I just want to encourage everyone in these dark days that we are living in, that we are going home soon. So repent of all your sins. We all must repent of all our sins. Turn from our wicked ways, turn from our unrighteousness, and give God the honor and the glory and the praise. Already the Lord God is coming back soon, folks. He is coming back soon. And let me tell you something. When he comes, he don't want you don't want to be caught off guard. We don't want to stand there and hear, "Depart from me, I never knew you." And knowing who we are is very, 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 very important. If we don't know who we are, then, you know, a lot is missing out of our lives. And we are more than who you think we are. We are spirit beings first and foremost, fallen angels that came here in the flesh. We are part of the one-third of the angels of heaven that fell. And like I said to you, it is not me. I didn't research this. I didn't go and say, "Oh, let me just sift what I find on the internet." I fear God too much to make stories up. I have nothing to gain by saying these things maliciously and by lying, telling lies on God. But the Lord God revealed these things to me because I sought Him for years and years to find out who I am. I wanted to know who I am, and God showed me who I was. And so, folks, continue next time. Love you in Christ, and we'll continue this subject tomorrow, hopefully tomorrow. Goodbye.